It'll be Beaver Fever Friday. I'm Brian Schultz. BSU women's basketball team earlier this week knocked off Mayville State. Freshman Ellie Wessling joining us right now. Congratulations on the win.
Thank you very much.
As a freshman, are you ever quite prepared for what college basketball is like until you play those first couple of games?
No, I was very, very nervous, and it's way different than high school, but I like it.
So am I reading that correctly, that you don't mind the contact and the extra physical play in college?
Not at all.
What do you think is the biggest thing that you still need to work on?
For me personally, my defense, definitely. It's a lot more than I thought it would be mentally than physically.
Offensively, you seem to be doing all right. Is there anything, though, that you still need to work on in the context of this offense and how it wants to work?
Our team's offense? Just knowing the plays and getting them all straight, because we have 1,000 of them, I think.
Do you like how you guys have made improvements from one game to the next to the next?
Yeah, definitely. Our game against Jamestown, we were up by 7, and we didn't finish the game how we should have, but our last game, we definitely took the game into our own hands and took off with the win.
You guys know that you're playing some stiff competition this weekend. How much more prepared, how much more mentally prepared and physically prepared do you need to be this weekend?
I think if we do as well as we did last night in the second half, we'll be pretty good.
What brought you here?
Basketball.
What did you like about Bemidji? Why did you choose to come here? There's lots of places that have basketball teams. So why here?
Well, I'm a huge outdoors girl, and that's one thing I love about Bemidji.
Outdoors meaning hunting, fishing, what?
I'm a huge hunter.
Really?
Yeah.
You're all of like 5 feet tall. I'm having a hard time picturing you dragging a deer out of the woods right now. What made you get into hunting?
I hunted with my dad when I was growing up, and I fell in love with it since the first time I went.
Okay. Your basketball season is interfering then on the hunting season, I'm guessing. How many times have you been out yet this year?
Twice. I went the opening weekend and last weekend, but didn't get anything.
And you're, of course, being on the road this weekend, so there goes that weekend. Are there any other teammates that you have that are outdoorsy and hunters?
Yeah, I went last weekend with Jesse Altoff.
Just the two of you?
Yeah, we didn't see anything.
All right. I'm sorry, I'm still trying to picture you drag a deer out of the woods. What's the biggest deer you've ever had?
8-pointer.
Well, that isn't bad. That isn't bad. How have you adjusted to still having a life, your basketball life, your school life, and everything else?
Well, it's actually really easy here because your basketball teammates are your friends, so it was easy to make friends. And school, it's tough, but you just have to stick with it unless you don't want to play basketball anymore, and I do, so.
It's a heck of a motivation, isn't it?
Yeah.
Good luck this weekend.
Thank you very much.
More of Midday Live is on the way from 92.1 The River.